All right. Let's take a look at another issue with regards to prostitution. It has to do with something that I asked a little bit earlier. I was asking the question about prostitution as it may impact marriage. So let's take a look at some of the pros and cons of whether or not prostitution is a threat to marriage. What are your thoughts? Is prostitution a threat to marriage? If so, how do you see it that way? How do you see prostitution being a threat to marriage? If not, what has brought you to the conclusion, led you to the conclusion, that prostitution is not a threat to marriage? I'm thinking we should be thinking about physical, mental, relationship, and relationship not only with the spouse, but relationship with the children. Would the children be impacted? But of course, our focus here, we won't talk too much about children right now, because the focus here is marriage. Is prostitution a threat to marriage? The pros say, of course, yes, prostitution is a threat to marriage, while the cons say, no, prostitution is not a threat to marriage. Before we look at the pros and cons of whether or not prostitution is a threat to marriage, let's take just a real brief look at swinging. I was listening to a documentary program on TV some years ago. I really don't remember how long ago. I'm thinking it may have been about 10 to 12 years ago. But in this documentary, they were basically exploring the impact of swinging, you know, basically where you have married couples and they have agreed that each will have the freedom to engage in sexual activity with other people. They agree to this now, that each will have the freedom to engage in sexual activity with other people. They will remain married. I know that some people who were being interviewed said that the that freedom to just have sex indiscriminately with whomever they wanted to have it strengthened their marriage, because after they finished having sex with someone other than their spouse, when they got back home, they appreciated their spouse more. Okay, I'm just telling you what some of them said. Now, from what we heard in the documentary, based on statistics, exact opposite outcome. The stats were saying that swinging has a negative impact on marriage, and said that as a result of swinging, there were a number of marriages that broke up, ended in divorce, that more than likely would not have ended in divorce had swinging not been part of their marriage mix. So I'm sharing that with you to ask you this. Do you think it's the same when it comes to prostitution in marriage? Well, here's one of the, well, let me start with a con, because I started with a pro when we began with the legalization issue. So let's start with the con this time. Of course, again, they're saying no, prostitution is not a threat to marriage. John Ince, an attorney and leader of the Sex Party, wrote in 2003, some people claim that prostitution threatens committed relationships, marriage, and the family. The argument is that the quote-unquote Johns who patronize prostitutes will have less incentive to enter stable relationships. But such an argument is unfounded, he says. Committed relationships have intrinsic rewards to both men and women. Most people report that sex within a committed relationship is superior to casual sexual contact. Further, such emotionally bonding sex costs no money. Commitment also offers continuing companionship, emotional security, and an opportunity to pool economic resources and share the responsibility for children. These positive outcomes will always make committed relationships appealing to most people, even those who have access to prostitutes. Further, sex workers can provide committed couples a way to gratify needs for sexual variety without risking the emotional attachments arising from sexual affairs. So I know that for a while there, it sounded like he was saying, the prostitution does pose a threat to marriage. But you keep listening, and he got to his punchline. Positive outcomes will always make committed relationships appealing to most people, even those who have access to prostitutes. Further, sex workers can provide committed couples a way to gratify needs for sexual variety. How many of you have found that variety in your sex life really does help your sex life? Now, notice this now. I did not ask you how many of you have found that having sex with prostitutes has helped the sex life in your marriage. No, I asked about variety. Variety can come in ways other than by having sex with different people, someone other than your spouse. Yeah, you may decide, and you plural, both of you may decide that instead of always having sexual intercourse in your bedroom, a different room in the house, that would still be appropriate for sexual activity. A different room in your house, maybe different positions, maybe a different edifice altogether. You may decide, hey, you know what? Just for the fun of it and just for variety's sake, let's just spend a couple of nights at a hotel right here in town. We don't have to go far, just so that we're in some place other than the house. Nothing wrong with the house, but just for variety, just for a change. Sex workers providing committed couples a way to gratify needs for sexual variety without risking the emotional attachments arising from sexual affairs. Let me ask you this. Do you suppose, how do we conclude, how do we deduce, how do we determine that a couple is committed to each other? And I'm saying they don't have sexual intercourse with anyone else. How can we tell if they're committed? There's so many things we need to look at. And this is my point. It is not necessarily true that each partner is committed to the other, even if they're not engaging in sexual activity with other people. There are a number of ways to be unfaithful, uncommitted, disloyal. So how about bringing prostitution into the mix? Do you think that there is a strong commitment between a couple if one of them or both of them decides, hey, I'm going to, just with some variety, I'm going to have sex with a prostitute? What do you suppose? All right, here's a yes, a pro. Yes, prostitution does pose a threat to marriage. In the U.S. versus Biddy, 1908, the United States Supreme Court, in a 9-0 decision written by Justice John Marshall Harlan, took this position. There can be no doubt as to what class was aimed at by the clause forbidding the importation of alien women for purposes of prostitution. It refers to women who, for hire or without hire, offer their bodies to indiscriminate intercourse with men. The lives and example of such persons are in hostility to the idea of the family as consisting in and springing from the union for life of one man and one woman in the holy estate of matrimony, the sure foundation of all that is stable and noble in our civilization. the best guarantee of that reverent morality which is the source of all beneficent progress in social and political improvement. 9-0 the vote was. What do you think? All right. Let's take a look at prostitution a little bit more. A little bit more when we come back.